All right, welcome back to our middle school podcast. My name is Greg O'Neill and I thank you again for joining us. This is our fifth episode in our podcast series. And remember, you can click on the links below this link and listen to our previous episodes. So today we're talking about humour. And I have four of my colleagues with me who I'll introduce in a moment. And we're going to have a chat about the important role that humour plays in our classrooms. Now, Maurice Elias, who's a bit of a guru in the social emotional learning space, wrote an article in 2015 entitled Using Humour in the Classroom. The article looks at the benefits of humour within a learning environment and a few of the other health benefits of having a chuckle every now and again. Now, much of his paper easily relates to the family home and the need for all of us to ensure that we keep smiling. So today I'm asking you the question, how do you bring humour into your classroom or your workplace or your home? Now, Elias consulted with the former president of the Association of Applied Therapeutic Humour, Ed Dunkelblau, to look at how humour benefits the classroom. And he tells us that, quote, humour builds a learning relationship through the joyful confluence of head and heart. He points to growing literature on how humour reduces stress and tension in the classroom, improves retention of information, and can promote creative understanding. But most of all, he says, it brings a sense of pleasure and appreciation and creates a common positive emotional experience that all the students share with each other and with the teacher. Now, on the home front, humour works in a similar way. Being able to have a laugh often strengthens family relationships and creates unique points of connections. Laughter is typically an uninhibited action which encourages honesty, vulnerability and transparency in relationships. Having a home filled with smiles and laughter is basically a nice, welcoming place for our young men to be. Now, obviously, the family home, especially with adolescents in them, is not always going to be filled with laughs and chuckles. There's going to be disputes about boundaries and relationship tensions, and the home can often be a place where teens need to de-stress and unwind after a day of focusing at school or meeting expectations at school, and especially for our young men who are mentally fatigued or feeling under pressure. So it's not going to be always the right time to have a laugh. However, studies continually show that families who are happy to regularly have a laugh, especially at their own expense, have a much higher chance of enjoying life in general. Now, today I've asked a handful of my colleagues to join me in this podcast to talk about what role humour plays in their classrooms or their family homes. Now, in coaxing them along, I have asked them to bring along their best G-rated joke, so we too can enjoy and have a bit of a laugh in this podcast. We're going to finish with the jokes, but first let me introduce who's with me today. I have Julie Colbert, Ben Lynham, Alex Sullivan and Sean Creamer back from returning from last week's episode. Thank you for joining me. Alex, if you want to kick off on us, do you want to tell us a little bit about what role humour plays in your classroom?
Yeah, so thanks for having us. The idea for me is that sometimes in the classroom it can get very serious, it can get very tense, it can get very, you know, emotional in some parts. I think that's the idea of school, is to sort of expose our kids to that full array of emotions. And humour for me is the sort of the icebreaker and can sometimes help allow, you know, a teacher to get to know a student, or at least allow a student to get to know a teacher. Even to the point where sometimes I use it as a technique to sort of get boys on task, and I will pick out certain boys that are working really well and probably deserve a break to have a bit of a joke with, that may be in the proximity of a, you know, a boy that's not necessarily working the best but likes to enjoy or likes to have a bit of a laugh or a joke with the teacher as well. So sometimes I use it as a technique to really, you know, get boys to work in a way of, you know, using that relationship. So sometimes when a boy's not working, I'll have that joke with a boy, you know, near him or next to them. And then when that first boy does show the work, I'll then have that joke with him, as a bit of a reward.
Yeah, great. Ben, is that something similar in your classrooms?
Yeah, definitely. I agree about trying to build a rapport with the boys. And I think one of the best ways you can do that is with using humour in the classroom. Quite often it's a way to pick up their attention span as well. If they're engaged, you throw a little subtle joke here and see who picks it up with their faces light up. So usually it's a terrible dad joke on my behalf, but you can see who's listening. So yeah, definitely I think they really appreciate it. It goes a long way.
Julie, where teaching as a profession is, I guess, a form of entertainment. We're in the entertainment industry very loosely because one of our roles is engaging kids across a 50-minute time period. What role does humour play for you in your classrooms?
I really like to use the opportunities in class to show the boys that I don't actually take myself seriously all the time, because I think that, you know, as Ben and Alex have pointed out, that it can be really, you know, a high-stress situation, and it's really important for the boys to see that, you know, it's okay to actually have a laugh at yourself, and it's okay to make mistakes and then actually find the humour in the mistakes that you make. So a lot of the time my humour comes in the form of actually finding, you know, elements where I actually have made mistakes and can make fun of myself in a lot of ways. And I think it gives permission to the boys to actually make mistakes and not feel, you know, terrible about it, because, you know, it's okay to be human.
Sean Cream is with us, and when you wear a tie like he's wearing to a podcast, it goes great underappreciated because no one at home listening can see that, but I think it's exactly what you wear to a podcast about humour. Sean, other than your tie, how else does humour play a part in your classroom?
Humour plays a really big part of my classroom, and I think, without repeating what my colleagues have just said, I'm just going to give an example instead. This morning, I was supposed to be someplace at 8 o'clock, and I get held up someplace else, and I was supposed to be meeting a bunch of students. And I love the fact that every student who I was supposed to be meeting with, as they saw me throughout the day, paid me up. And that's it. Because they absolutely knew that I was supposed to be there, that I was running late, even though when I told them why I couldn't be there or why I was there, they all had something funny to say, had a bit of a crack at me, had a bit of a dig at me. It was all good natured, though, and it was all that. And they all had such a big smile on their face, because they just, I think they really enjoyed the fact that they were able to do that in a very comfortable way, and they knew what kind of reaction they were going to get from me. So that was a real highlight today.
And it's, I guess what we've all talked about there is how we build community and how it is we build relationships within that community, plus also make sure that this place at Villa is a welcoming place for our boys. And I know I work with all of you here today, and I'd like to think that our workplace, there's humour in our workplace as well, and there's plenty of banter across the different offices, and at morning tea and lunch times, there's plenty of banter going around. So I think there's plenty to be gained and learned from the role that humour plays in schools and in the workplace. And I think on the home front, that would be the same. And Ben, Jill, you've both got two kids rolling around at home. Ben, your dad jokes, how do they go up?
Yeah, go down straight over the top of my kids' heads.
Yep.
They pick up that I'm trying to say something funny, yep. And they look at me with a blank face. They'll get it one day. But also, you know, you start from very early on when you're trying to make them laugh and trying to make them smile. That makes them feel comfortable. It's the same in your classroom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Quite often have my lesson starters with a riddle or a joke that either from me, or I put it to the boys and say, who wants to share? That first 5 minutes, you've got the boys then.
Yep.
You're going to engage in your lesson,
mm-hmm.
and then you can move on.
So we wanted the podcast series to be filled with takeaways, so parents listening can take something away from this. So today you're going to get the chance to take away 5 jokes. I've asked us all to prepare one, and we're all sitting here having a little bit of a giggle looking at each other. I'm happy to go first, because that way
it takes the pressure off.
It does take the pressure off, and I can sit back and enjoy. Right, here's my attempt. And so for everyone listening at home, we don't know each other's jokes. So we all I've asked is that they're G-rated. Okay, mine's, here we go, we're good. All right. Three guys stranded on a desert island find a magic lantern containing a genie who grants each of the three people one wish. The first guy wishes he was off the island and back home. The second guy wishes exactly the same. The third guy says, oh, I'm lonely. I wish my friends were back here.
Terrible.
All right. Okay. All right. Damn.
It's the best I had.
So good.
All right. Julie's up. Julie Collett. Okay. Up next.
Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to help check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Oh. No. I'll follow Julie. I think I might be able to do better than that.
All right, Sean Creamer now with his best joke.
My dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, I finally had to take his bike away. They're all terrible.
Insert tumbleweed here.
Wind noises.
Come on, Alex, you can do
it. I got a bit of a story. So a boy asked his father, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" "That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over the dinner table, son," the dad replies. After dinner, the father asks, "Now, son, what do you want to ask me?" "Oh, nothing," the boy says. "There's just a bug in your soup, but now it's gone."
Oh. Got him.
All right. I taught a bit of geography last year, so this is where my inspirations come from. What's the best thing about Switzerland? No idea. I've never been there, but the flag has a big plus. Oh. Did you guys hear what's happening in Ireland at the moment with the population?
No.
It's Dublin. Oh. I had another joke about paper, but it's terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible.
What a boy. That last one was good, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like the parallel lines have so much in common. It's just a shame they'll never meet. Yeah, okay. All right. That wraps up our podcast for this week. Thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to you checking in next week. Thanks, guys, for joining us, and hopefully we'll see all of you again. Thanks. Bye.